This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. My name is Brian Neal. Still next to me, my good friend Bill Caskey.
Hi.
Good day. Hi. Thanks for the cue.
Picking my nails.
You've been here before. Hopefully, a lot of you are new people. Welcome to the Advanced Selling Podcast. We're here every week, every Thursday. We release an episode for salespeople, sales managers, VPs of sales, company owners, and CEOs, and the like. You can find us on the internet. We have a new website, right, Bill?
Yes,
that we're promoting and sharing with people called caskeyone.com, caskeyone.com. Very pretty pictures up there.
Mm-hmm.
Got some special effects there with our faces sketched out, which is very, very entertaining. That is called Fun with the Mac, Apple Mac, if you will. You didn't get an iPad, did you?
I did not, no.
What do you think? What do you think about the they sold out of them all?
I know.
Did you know that?
I know that.
Interesting. Yeah, and I just had one of my
Facebook. Well, I figured there's a million or 2 million app people or Mac people who would buy virtually anything. It would buy a Mac car if it came out. So, but there's probably it's the next round
that makes it. Yeah.
Yeah, see how it sells.
Very interesting. So,
but people haven't seen you for a while. You've been doing the P90X now for a couple months.
I have so not probably, yet. Well, I had a problem. I had stomach flu, so I missed a week.
But I thought the P90X guy says you play through the stomach flu.
You play through it. See, I should have done that. I just didn't. So there just wasn't enough time to continue the workouts. It was too painful.
That's bad.
But I will be back on it on Monday.
We should do pictures because we both started workouts at different times.
And yeah, we should.
But that would be maybe creepy.
I think I found my before picture, so that would be bad. I'll make one up. So, okay, let's get into our topic, shall we? Our topic is listener-inspired. Listener-inspired topic from our friend Jeff. Can we use Jeff's name?
Yeah.
Too late. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Feel free to use me and my business name when referring to that request. Okay, this is
he wants a plug
from
now.
Jeff, bringing a machine-to-machine product to the wireless sector. He's in the wireless sector. Jeff Hagedone. I hope I'm saying that right. Hagedone, VP of Business Development for Wireless Data Procurement. Here's what he talks about. Entrepreneur bringing a machine-to-machine product solution to the market in the wireless sector. In the process of raising money, and he needs to have account plans for the accounts we are in or are approaching. Never had any formal training or putting an account plan together, and I'm winging it, which works for some, not for others. That's my little interlude there.
I would have wonged it.
I just thought it would be helpful for you to cover the topic, kind of sales preparation maintenance topic. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So great work.
What else
he
does
says
he
up
say
here,
up there?
Yeah, now this is interesting. It says, Bill, thanks for the response. Feel free to use me and my business name when referring to the request. Ready?
Yep, ready.
Drum roll. Thanks for putting together the best sales podcast out there.
Does he mean out there in Indianapolis?
Indiana, of all the sales podcasts he listens to that are recorded at 103rd Meridian in Indianapolis, Indiana, this is by far the best. No, it's a very, very nice compliment, and we really, really appreciate that, Jeff.
Thank you.
So we thank you for inspiring us to do this topic. So here we go, shall we?
Let's go.
And we talked about a lot of people do know about account planning and account maintenance strategies, things like that. What we thought we'd do is let's talk about the things that we see missed a lot or the things that people don't do that really, really make an account plan sizzle, if you will.
But let's start it by talking about the fact that most organizations are pathetic when it comes to selling their current clients more of what they do.
Oh, that's good.
And so if you take, is it Warren Buffett? No, Warren Buffett? Who's the guy that said, who's the guy that just died last couple of years ago?
Jackie Gleason?
Business author.
Business author that just died?
Not Buffett. He's not a business author. Who is
he's alive.
Guy? Peter Drucker.
Oh, Drucker Peter just Drucker died. Yeah, sure.
Anyway, Drucker said, the purpose of your business is to get and keep customers. And to me, no place is better where those two intersections meet is with your current clients, getting them to grow the business. So not only do you not need to get as many new clients, you may not need to get any new clients if you would only do a better job of planning the account, growing the account once you have it. But most people do a pathetic job. So that's why I love this topic, and he's really right on about it. And so with that as the backdrop, we can do our little suggestions here.
Very good. So, and Bill and I have pulled out a few. We wrote a whole big list of these things. We think there are a lot of companies that are okay at this, decent, even whether they wing it or not. But there are some big things here that we think we missed. So we're going to try to pull some of those out, and then we may put some of these others up on the website
for
our listeners to go. So you want to go first?
I'll go first. Go ahead. I think the first thing that people miss is they miss a constituent inventory.
Yeah.
They don't look and say, let's say that you're selling CPA services to a client and you're probably dealing with their CFO. Let's say it's a large company. Well, you need to be in touch with a CEO, the operating officers, maybe some VPs. So I like this idea of a constituent plan. So we literally list each account that we have, look at the top 10 people that we need to have a relationship with, and start to go in and talk to them about some of their problems and their issues. I guarantee you, you will grow the business.
Yep.
Versus just talking to your same old contact over and over and over again.
Can I add to your idea? Yeah. It's really good.
As long as it pluses it.
It will plus it. I think it will plus it. The other thing that will be helpful, and I think, Jeff, this will be helpful to you and you're out raising money, because a lot of people that contribute money from a venture standpoint want to see metrics of things, is you could actually score these relationships.
Yeah.
As where they are with the number. So you take the relationship. So if one of my goals was to have a relationship with Bill Kasky and Brian Neal, my relationship with Bill might be scored 7 out of 7 because we're just great, think alike, do it. It's where it needs to be. My relationship with Brian is a 3 out of 7. We just haven't talked. So my goal is to move that up and, you know, have an average relationship score.
That.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I mean, when you really look at it, you got your list of 10. I got my list of 3 because I was simple-minded. But really, in a way, that's all you need.
Yeah.
If all you do in your account plan is look at the people that you don't know, score the relationship, and start working on the 3s and 4s and 5s,
yeah,
you will naturally grow the business.
Yeah. And you can add to that. You can do this in Excel. You can do this in Salesforce.com or ACT or anything else where you take each person and you have the score of the relationship for where it is and a goal for where it needs to be. And then also any sort of, and you said this, I think, in the prep meeting here, show prep meeting, is what are each individual's pains? Mm-hmm. So if you're talking about our firm, so Bill may have a different type of pain or emotional motivation than Brian would, than Brooke would, or somebody else that works here. So.
And you VPs of sales and sales managers, great. It's a great exercise for, you know, into the first quarter or mid-year exercises. Look at our relationships and score them. And if you haven't talked to the guy in 3 years, you can't score anything higher than a 3.
Yeah.
So you got to have some parameters. You can't just say, well, they're all 10s because they would call me. Well, they probably aren't calling you.
Yeah. My turn? Yeah. That was good. I don't know if I can top that one. It's not the goal to top it, is it?
No,
it's not a competition, is it?
No,
we're not wrestling here. What is this? Come on. I don't have my singlet on. The worst sports uniform in the history of mankind. The next one I wrote down is this is going to sound kind of odd maybe, but the Hand Me the Keys manifesto. Hand Me the Keys. And what I mean by this is I want our people with an account plan to start to put themselves and embody themselves in the place of the company that they're calling on or that they're servicing. So what I mean by Hand Me the Keys is that if my customers said, I'm handing you the keys to my company this afternoon, I would not have to think about what to do because I've already been thinking about that all the time. I'd change this. I'd first implement this and that and that. If I'm always thinking about those, manifesto is probably a big word, but I've got this list of things that if you handed me the keys, here's what I would do. Those serve as the ideas that I bring.
Yeah.
They may be related to what I do. They may be unrelated to what I do. What I have found to do to take this to a more practical level, this is for Jeff and everyone listening, is I found that working with a lot of companies, especially CEOs, they love to hear what other CEOs do. They love that. And one of the values I think we bring to our clients is that perspective. So I had a meeting yesterday with a CEO of my firm, and he said, I want to dump some things out to you that I'm thinking about, and I want to hear what you and some of your other clients are doing and thinking about this. Mm-hmm. And when I say, and I give him my two cents on my opinion, then I say, and I've got two other clients, and here's what they do about that, and here's what they do about that. Mm-hmm. CEOs love that. And so you need to be prepared for that. If they hand you the keys to their company, you would know exactly what to do. That really puts you in a consultative mode.
I love that. I love that. Because a lot of times we're not calling on the CEOs. I mean, you and I do in our business, but there was a time in my sales career where I wasn't calling on them because I didn't think that what I had mattered to the CEO.
Yeah.
But, you know, and maybe it didn't. Maybe some CEOs it would have and some it wouldn't have. But you have to always be ready. It's like I always say, you know, when the CEO calls you into his office or her office, do you know what your topics for conversation are? If it's going to be the same thing you talk to the purchasing agent about,
close.
He's never going to come call you.
You sure as heck better not sell a CEO. You'll get thrown out on your ear.
On your keister.
To be polite.
Is that keister?
Good.
Is that approval?
That passes.
Pass approval. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's my second one here and the third one overall.
Okay.
Is a lot of times when we introduce, I don't mean we, Kasky, but we as a vending organization introduces a new product, we sort of start from where we are with the client. Like, you know, we just introduced this new line of pencils. It's going to be really good for this and that. How many do you want? They say, you know what? We already have a vendor on pencils. I'm not really sure I want to upset that. You know, this is a really nice pencil. How much is it? 99 cents. 99 cents? Well, I'm getting mine for 79 now. And you've all heard that before.
Yeah.
What you have to do is start with the story. And so for any new service or product you come up with, when you're taking it into your current client base, you've got to start with a story. Mm-hmm. You know, over the years, Mr. Prospect, we've been doing this and we've been doing that. And about 10 years ago, something happened in the industry that caused us to say, well, we need to have a product for that. And so we've been spending a lot of time creating a product. And the goal was this: make it solve three problems. Number one, it solves a time problem. Three is a performance problem. Five is a whatever. So walk them through. So by the time you introduce the product to them, they know the backstory. They know the background.
Yeah.
Instead of just starting with, we just introduced a new line of pencils, how many do you want?
Yeah.
That's not good enough today, because chances are they will have to stop doing business with someone else and start doing business with you if they've ever bought this category before. So I think that, and I don't know how this relates to if you're going out asking for money, you ought to have a story anyway, but for new products or new services or new programs, have a story that compels the person to say, you know what, Brian has really thought through this business.
Yeah, it's very, very good. Okay, if we stop there?
That's fine.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, you have a few more that we can put on the web.
Yeah, we can put some on the website. So you
can
go to...
writing there?
Yeah, I'll get it. Okay. Kasky1.com. Kasky1.com. You can still go to theadvancedsellingpodcast.com. You can go to either one of those places to find us, and we'll put that up in the... where we put that? In the toolkit?
We'll put that in the toolkit at advancedsellingpodcast.com.
Yeah, so account planning tools. And Jeff Hagedorn from Wireless Data Procurement, we certainly thank you for the inspiration here.
And I think for the iPhone app people, I think that'll go directly into the iPhone app. I think these last PDFs will go directly to them, so they won't have to go and download it. You can do it right there on the iPhone.
Even another reason to buy my iPhone app.
Another reason.
$5, right?
$5.99, I think.
$6.
Yeah.
What a bargain.
All right. Call us at 317-722-6299. That number is all over the website as well, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast, presented by Kasky Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillKasky.com or to iTunes.